This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A St. Louis nonprofit is hoping to expand independent housing options for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Matt Elmore is executive director of Promise Community Homes.
So we partner with other organizations all around the St. Louis area that provide the in-home direct care. And we work with them and the residents and their loved ones to make sure that the homes they are in are safe, they're affordable, and that we can make them as physically accessible as we can.
If you weren't here to do this, what options would people have?
Yeah, so best case scenario for our residents and people we serve is, you know, there might be kind of run-of-the-mill landlords or, you know, property managers or things like that out in the area. But those typically are places that aren't as affordable. They are places that can't respond as quickly to maintenance needs and for accessibility updates and renovations as we can. But that's best case for individuals who can afford something like that. But what is more typical for individuals, you know, if they're living with loved ones that have maybe reached an age where they can no longer physically provide the same level of care, then unfortunately, you know, some people end up in nursing homes or mental health care facilities or, you know, specific wards like that in hospitals instead of typical living situations like they should be in.
Describe the homes. Where are they typically located? You know, what kind of amenities do you need to be able to provide services to the residents?
Yeah, so our homes, we now have more than 80 houses all around the St. Louis area. And they're just going to be like any typical single family house that you find in a neighborhood, in a subdivision, on a cul-de-sac. These are just typical single family homes, community style living, and blended in with the rest of the St. Louis community.
What approvals do you typically need to get, if any, to operate these homes?
So we don't have to seek any approvals because with the nature of them being single family homes, they aren't in any sort of kind of facility or institutional type licensing requirements.
Where does your funding come from to support your programs?
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit organization, and while we do collect a small amount of rent from the residents in the home, we, you know, a pillar of what we do is making sure they remain affordable. So what we collect with rent is not nearly enough to cover the full operating costs so that we can make sure that the homes receive such a high level of service and care. So with the nonprofit side of things, we do rely on donors whether it's individual or corporate or granting foundations that provide support. And then, of course, we have fundraising events throughout the year as well.
What do you find is the benefit for individuals if they can live in a setting like this versus some of the other settings that you mentioned?
The biggest, I think, benefit that we see when residents are able to live in kind of a typical home sort of setting is that they can continue to be individuals that are integrated within the community. So something that's very important to us and all of the partner agencies that provide the in-home care is that every single one of the individuals that live in our homes, they continue to have choice. That's very important, that they can choose where they live, what they do, where they work in the community, where they find entertainment for themselves, what restaurants they go to. There's just always, we want that element of choice. And that's one of the biggest things that you get to maintain when you continue to live in a home setting as opposed to a facility or a hospital or something like that. So, and as humans, we benefit from having that freedom. We benefit from having that choice. And we benefit from having that integration in, into the community and that community feel and the interactions we have with neighbors. And I think because of that and many other things, including medical advancements, the population we serve, they're living much longer than this population ever has. And we definitely like to think that having things like this and more appropriate living situations definitely helps that.
What kind of demand do you have for your services?
Yeah, we so we really carry no vacancies. So to me, that shows, you know, with more than 80 homes that this sort of thing is a desire and that it's needed. It's hard to put an exact number on what, you know, like a quote unquote waiting list would be, because there are a lot of factors that go into what we do and, you know, the staffing capacity of our partner agencies. But there are definitely hundreds, if not thousands of individuals just in the state of Missouri that are waiting for the care like our partner agencies give or waiting for a home like one of the houses that, that we have here in the St. Louis area.
Now, Matt, I understand that along with the freestanding houses, you're looking to include some more multi-unit living arrangements. What are your hopes and plans for that?
Yeah, so we were lucky to receive some funding support from the Productive Living Board for St. Louis County. So it's a wonderful organization that supports services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. But we're going to partner with them and an architecture firm to find a spot in St. Louis County where we can build a small apartment complex. So we're looking at about 8 to 10 individual apartments, 2 bedrooms per apartment. And we're going to work with design aspects, and we're going to work with our partner agencies and our residents and our their families to really design a space that is desirable for everybody. So, you know, whether that's the floor plan or the finishes that we choose, but then also that they're as physically accessible as we can afford to make them. And we're going to kind of play with that model to see if that's something that can really work for not only our current residents and people like them, but other kind of facets of the population. So we want to make sure every apartment is ready to provide housing for someone who is at a very high level of need to people that are maybe at a higher level of independence, but still within the population. So we're really excited to kind of to put that together and have this come to fruition and see if it's a model that the community really responds to and if it's something that we can continue growing to meet a new need.
That is Matt Elmore, Executive Director of Promise Community Homes. Plans are to break ground on those apartments by the end of the year with the opening in January of 2027.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.